You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and Happy New Year! Oh my gosh, I'm sitting in my home in Wichita, Kansas, and it snowed last night. There's 5 inches of snow on the ground, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And you know what? It's a clean slate to begin our lives for next year. So welcome to my show, The Law Year of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I hope this finds you all well. It's the beginning of a new year, but I want us all to kind of concentrate on something else right now. Every moment is the beginning of a new life, of a new future, of a new set of possibilities. We don't have to wait till, you know, December 31st of every year. And this is such a good day and it's such a good time of year for us to remember this and to understand this, that every present moment is a brand new slate, right? It's a blank slate. It's just like my backyard that overlooks a small lake and there's trees that have the snow still on them and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. All of the problems that yard might have had last year, you know, everything that doesn't look beautiful is covered up now because of this beautiful snow, which is such a present and a miracle from God. But we need to understand that every moment of our lives can be that way. And you say, how does that happen? Because I'm bringing a lot of baggage with me, right, into this new year. I'm bringing a lot of baggage with me on every time that I sit and I think about what bad things have happened in the past. Because I will guarantee you, this new year, this new present moment, is going to be as good as you decide that you want it to be. That doesn't mean there's not going to be outside influences that are going to be there. But what it does mean is that if we can pay attention to this message today, and it's a message from Source, it's a message from Abraham, and I want to tell you which Abraham I was listening to. But basically it is, how can we make our emotions come from our inside, come from our higher source, our inner being? How can we decide to feel an emotion instead of letting outside circumstances dictate what that emotion is? And then we play the victim game, or we play the blame game, or we decide, you know, that it's too big for us, that we can't handle this, and we either shut down or we go start watching Ancient Aliens, which is what I do. Okay, so here's the big picture, you guys. And I'm so glad I get to share this with you this week. I am not bringing baggage with me from this moment on. But I've had some things happen in my personal life that were unexpected. And we are counting our blessings, and we are deciding to take every moment and consider it a blessing and move on and move forward. Because, you know, it's like we're driving a car. We need to be looking forward where we're going. We don't need to be looking in the rearview mirror. There's a reason the rearview mirror is much smaller than the front of our car, right? Because we're not supposed to be paying that much attention to it. Or we are looking at the floorboards, right? We're looking at everything underneath us, what's going on right this very moment. And we're letting that decide the emotions we're in, which we all know is just a frequency. And that frequency is what we put out to the universe and what we get back. So we need to understand that we need to be present in the moment, make peace with the present moment, relax into it, but decide that we're going to feel a better feeling thought and look forward like we're literally driving a car. Because until we do that, if we let what's happened to us in the past, if we let what happened in 2020, if we let any of those things dictate how we feel right now, we're letting it dictate what we are drawing to us and what our future is. And you know, we're these amazing spiritual beings. We came down here knowing full well what we were getting into. And you know, right now, maybe it doesn't seem like that, but if we could just learn to quiet our minds. And when I teach my programs, my people fight me all the time on meditation. You guys, it's not that hard. And I'm talking to myself as well as to you guys. You know, Abraham Hicks has 4 amazing meditations that last like 15 minutes. And she's talking through them. And she's telling you how to breathe. Joe Dispenza, oh my God, I love his. It's about 28 minutes. There's so many out there that if you need a guided meditation, you just need to learn to make it a priority, right? And today is such a good day to start new priorities. We're not doing resolutions. Those things never work because they're surface. But if we decide what a new priority for us is, and one of those is going to be that we are going to learn to quiet our minds as many times a day as we possibly can. Meditate for a couple of breaths, meditate for 5 minutes, meditate for 15 minutes. And by that, I just mean take a big deep breath and quiet your mind. And don't try to access source. When you quiet your mind, source is there. We just have to allow that power and that source to come through, to be there, because it's already there. You know, we're putting up our defenses and we're thinking that we should be able to control everything around us, or we're blaming everybody outside of us for controlling the environment. When we understand this power of direct connection and alignment with source, it changes our perspective. It changes our power. It changes our decisions. It changes the potential that we're going to have. And it allows us to create and manifest our future. And I know that sounds like a big thing, and you've heard it so many times, but I want to kind of break that down into some smaller things that we can do. You know, I listen to, it's Abraham Hicks, your inner being has an important message for you. If you put on YouTube and you put that in, you know, it's those 14, 15 minute videos. It is so powerful. And it was exactly what I needed to hear yesterday, which was New Year's Eve, and I'm out running errands and, you know, worrying about things. And I hear it, and it basically says that we came down here and we knew that when we came down here, we were going to forget that connection and all those natural laws that we knew were always working in our favor. But if we didn't forget them, we couldn't grow, right? So our universe is growing. We either have to be growing and expanding or we're contracting. That's a law of physics. That's a law of attraction. That's a law of everything. So when we decided to come down here, and it was all voluntary on everyone's part, we decided that we needed to forget some of these things because we have to be able to learn them again and grow and use them. Because if we came down here, we already knew them, right? I mean, it's like going to a show that you've seen 5 times, 20 times. You know, it's not going to be exciting. You're not going to know the creation that you get. So we came down here forgetting that connection and forgetting those natural laws that work every time. But we have an inherent and an internal compass that when we first saw them, and I think we can all remember this, when we first saw something, especially maybe when we were little, and it touched your heart and it touched your soul, you knew that that was familiar. You knew that was comforting. You knew that was home. You may not have been able to put it in those words, but you knew. And that's because your higher self is kind of tapping you on the shoulder and say, remember, right? This is who we are. This is where we came from. And this is what we need to remember. We came down here to remember our divinity while we're still in this amazing physical body, right? I still want to hug my grandkids and smell lilacs and bake cookies, you know, and hold my husband's hand. I want to do all the physical things here. I love this life. I love my body. I love being here. But there's this homesickness that I have known for a long time. And that is when we are confronted with natural laws of the universe, when we are confronted with divinity or with things from heaven, we know that. We internally know that. We automatically know that. And when we learn to access that more and more while we're still in the physical body, you know, that's heaven on earth. And so as Abraham is telling me this yesterday, you know, I'm going, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm kind of listening. Okay, now tell us what those natural laws are, right? Because she goes, you know, those natural laws. And then I went, wait, that's what I'm supposed to be teaching. You know these things, Paula. You've always known these things. You've just never been able to verbalize them before, or you've never been able to organize them before. I wasn't even able to identify necessarily the questions, let alone the answers. But we all inherently know these natural laws of the universe. But I'm going to go over those with you for you and for me. Because like I said, I'm listening to this and I go, okay, I'm ready for you to tell them to me now. And you know what? We already know them. We were born knowing them. It's just helpful when other people, other things, other books, other circumstances remind us of that. So let's go over those natural laws. We knew before we came down here. We totally trusted before we came down here. We knew they worked every time in every situation. Just like we know gravity works, we are not concerned at all that we're going to be floating off this earth. We know gravity works. We also inherently know these natural laws of the universe work. So let's go over those real quick. So the first major natural law of the universe is the law of vibration, and that is the primary law. We have to talk about that first before we talk about the law of attraction, which is an enormously important one, but it is a subsection of the law of vibration. And ancient masters have always known this. Buddha has known this. Jesus has known this. The ancient masters have always known that we're in a sea of motion, that's a vibrational universe, that our thoughts produce an emotion automatically, which is a vibration that controls our environment. But somehow we've either forgotten it or we've never had that opportunity to learn it. So the first, but we know it inherently. And physics has finally been able to prove it. So now we have a much easier way to believe it. Belief is such an important part of what we're talking about. And science has finally said, okay, guys, you can now believe it because science is able to prove it. It's always been there. And with faith, you don't need science. But science and faith together are extremely powerful. So first, we have the natural law of vibration, which says everything is a vibrating energy. Everything is in motion. Everything is just vibrating energy. A rock vibrates at a certain level, right? A marshmallow vibrates at a certain level. Everything is just vibrating energy, and it depends on how fast it vibrates, on what kind of mass it is. You know, I watched The Sorcerer's Apprentice yesterday, so you guys get to see everything I did yesterday. And, you know, so he's explaining how magic works. And he says, magic is just us knowing how to speed up these atoms, this vibrating energy, so it will do what we want it to. That was what the sorcerer said. You know what? We're all sorcerers. We've all got magic. When we learn that the law of vibration means that everything is vibrating at a preordained level, except our thoughts, except us, except our consciousness. The entire universe is just a huge consciousness, and we are that consciousness in this body right now. And that consciousness can think a thought which produces a vibration, a frequency, which goes out to the universe and magnetizes and brings back to us that exact vibration. We're the only entity, we're the only thing that we know of that can change the vibration. Everything else is preordained. As far as I know, a rock cannot change its vibration, but we can. And that's where the creation comes in, the co-creation. We are source. When we decide to think a new thought, it's a new vibration. So the law of vibration says everything is vibrating, and our thoughts are vibrating, and our thoughts are what our consciousness, the big C consciousness, decides that it's going to think in the moment, in the present moment, in the now. It is the only time that we can do anything is in the present moment. The only time we can take an action or decide to think a new thought or decide what we want to do in the future or decide what we want to feel, the only time we can do anything is in the present moment. But we use the present moment to worry about what we did in the past, and we use the present moment to worry about what's going on in the future, and we ignore the present moment. We plunder the present moment. We spend it unwisely, and it is something that we need to take and accept the power behind it and to do it as many times a day as to take that big, deep breath and stay in the present moment and make a decision that you want to change your vibration, which is our first natural law of the universe. Everything vibrates. So underneath that is the law of attraction. Whatever, there's frequencies, and whatever is vibrating on that frequency attracts more to it, the law of attraction. It's like a radio station. If you're on 103.7, you can't get 98.6. You can only get the frequency that you're broadcasting on. So that is where the law of attraction comes in. But you have to understand the law of vibration before that happens. We inherently know these things. We know that when we feel bad, we feel worse. And sometimes we want to have that pity party, right? And I'm right there with you. Sometimes I it's comfortable. I'm comfortable right there because that's where I'm at. And I want other people to be with me at that pity party. I want to tell them my woes, and I want to have them on that frequency because there is more energy when people around you are on the same frequency. It does not serve you, and it does not serve them. But you understand this inherently. We need to decide that we want to be on a frequency that serves us. And that frequency is the highest frequency is appreciation. Appreciation is a non-conditional gratitude. You appreciate things for what they are. The sunset, right? It's not necessarily your sunset, and there's no condition to it. You just appreciate it. Gratitude, love, joy, appreciation. Find something in that present moment that matches one of those emotions. Joy, love, gratitude, appreciation. You know, your cat. You know, the fact that you have a house or that you have a comfortable chair or that you can take a breath, right? In those present moments when we're quieting our minds, reach for one of those. That is a frequency. And the more you put that frequency out, the law of attraction, the more you get it back. And that's the natural law of the universe. And we know that. Sometimes we need people to remind us or to define it or to outline it for us. But we've got that now in so many books and in so many masters, ancient masters and present day contemporary teachers. We've got that now. So we understand the law of attraction is whatever we put out, we're going to get back. And belief is huge when we're talking about that, because the universe hears what we vibrate. It doesn't hear what we say. The feeling is the prayer, not the words. The feeling is based on our beliefs. We can say all we want to, I'm going to be a millionaire. And if we don't believe it, if we're not on that vibration, it doesn't matter. The feeling is the prayer. We have to learn to somehow get in the feeling of abundance on anything, not on money necessarily, on anything, on snowflakes. There's an abundance of snowflakes. The universe is an abundant universe. It is always growing. It's making new stars. It makes leaves on the trees and grass grows. It's an abundant universe. Focus on the abundance, right? And you're going to get more of that. So we have the law of vibration. Everything's vibrating. The law of attraction, whatever you're vibrating on, the frequency you're going to get more of. The belief system that you are operating on is what creates that feeling. Because just because you say it doesn't mean you're changing your vibration. So we need to learn step by step, instant by instant, to envelop a new belief system. And that belief system needs to be based on abundance and not lack and scarcity. And it's not looking in your bank account or in your bed or in your car. It's looking in your heart. It's looking at the love that's available. It's looking at nature. It's getting in nature. Start feeling about abundance about anything, any one thing, and you will have more abundance in everything. So belief also leads to our self-image. And we cannot, and that's another law of the universe, that we cannot be any better than our self-image allows us, because that's based on a belief, and that belief is a vibration that goes out to the universe. And our self-image is because of our past. Remember, we're not going to rely on our past right now. What I want us to do to increase our self-image is think of things that you can do confidently and do them. And I'm talking little things, right? Like take a walk around the block. Some little thing that you know that you can achieve, that there can be a victory on, and you're going to start feeling more confident. Self-esteem is based on confidence. Find small things that you can be confident about. Read a book. Read a page of a book. Read for 10 minutes a day. Get up early and exercise for 10 minutes a day, right? Text your mother. Call somebody and tell them how much you appreciate them every day. Self-confidence is just you're decided to do something and you've done it. Little bitty, small steps. It makes a difference. We have another natural law of the universe, which is the law of polarity, which is a law of contrast, right? You know, and we see something and it's bad and it makes us sad and we think, oh, how can this happen? But the law of contrast, the law of opposites, the law of polarity says that everything has an opposite. So if you see something that's you consider negative, know that there's an absolute opposite in magnets, right? There's the negative and the positive polarity. This is a natural law of polarity. So if you see something or if you're experiencing something that is not to your liking, I want you to quiet your mind and think about the absolute opposite of that. Because it is possible. If you can think of it, it's possible. And sometimes when we are so down, that is the time that we can see how far up we can go, right? Because there's a law of polarity. The farther down you go, the farther up you can go. I love the metaphor of archery, right? I say archery is my life. We go do archery, this little archery thing, and I'm not very good at it. I don't know why I like it, except it's so focused, right? It's kind of zen, like you're looking at the target and you're staying focused on the target. And here's the metaphor. The farther back you pull your bow, the farther forward the arrow goes. Hey, that's a poem. Okay. Okay. So right now you may think you'll be going backwards, right? That negative things are happening in your life. If you can use that metaphor that the farther back you pull your bow, the farther the arrow goes towards your target, you understand the law of polarity. So be thankful that your bow is pulled back, that you're strong enough to hold it, that you have made it this far, that you've made it through some of the bad times. You now got your bow back far enough that when you release it, you access source. Just release it. It's going to go so much farther because of the law of polarity and the law of contrast. There's also a natural law called the law of gestation. It takes a certain amount of time for things to grow, right? You put a piece of corn in the ground. You can't just sit there and stomp your feet and expect it to grow, right? It takes a certain amount of time. In our universe, in our reality, it takes 9 months for that little baby to grow. It takes a season for corn to grow. It takes decades for an acorn to become an oak tree. But all of the information, the genetic information, everything is in that small seed, and it needs energy from the outside. It needs source to come in and fertilize that, and then it's going to grow. But there's a law of gestation. So there's a law of gestation for you and what it is that you want. And sometimes we just have to trust that it's going to take a little bit longer than we think. Believe that we can speed it up. But relax into the fact that God's got this, right? God's got you. The law of gestation's got you. There are certain laws that nobody can violate. Nobody can violate these. No political party, no world leader, nobody can violate these natural laws of the universe. They belong to you. They belong to all of us. They belong through you from source. And no one can stop that except you can decide that you're going to stop it from coming in and stop using them. When we allow this information to come from source and the power to come from source, and we put these in into our daily lives. You know, in my book, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction, it has these set out very simple. It's on Kindle. You can get it in, you know, 10 minutes. There's so many wonderful books out there that has that, but there are specific laws that when we put them into our knowledge base, right? Write them down, look at them, put them on your mirror in your bathroom. You know, you're going to start seeing that things happen in your life and you're going to say, oh, I get it. That goes along with this natural law. There's also a natural law that we use all the time, and it's called the law of relativity, right? And it means everything is relative to everything else. If I'm standing 10 feet away from you, that is relatively far if I want to hug you, but it's relatively close if, you know, somebody's on the other side of the world. The law of relativity just says that wherever a focus is, it's relative on what is going on. So sometimes you think something bad is happening to you, but the law of relativity is it's actually good compared to how much worse something else could be. When we can look at things with a new perspective, and that is what we're using. We're using a new perspective when we use the law of relativity. How can I look at this differently, right? Bob Proctor uses a great example. He holds up a book, and it's Napoleon Hill's book, and it basically has Think and Grow Rich on one side and has nothing on the other side. And he holds it up to somebody and he says, there is nothing on this cover. And the other person sees Think and Grow Rich and goes, no, that's not true. And Bob says, no, there's nothing on this cover. And the other person says, no, there's Think and Grow Rich. It's on the cover. Well, it depends on which side you're looking at, right? The law of relativity says on his side, there's nothing on the cover. That's the cover to him. The other person's perspective is there's something on the cover. So that's the law of relativity. If we can learn to have a new perspective on things that happen to us, then everything changes. When our outlook changes, everything changes. I also want to talk to you about intuition. And it is a natural law. I'm not sure anybody really puts it in there, but our intuition is straight from source, and we don't trust it. Einstein says that, we should be using our intuition more, and then we should be using our rational mind less. But we worship the rational mind and we put intuition on the back burner. It's not exactly what he said, but it's a close quote, right? Our intuition is what we feel immediately when something happens. Something happens and we love it. That's source, that's home. That's us remembering. Our intuition is that. And you know what we do? We let logic take over and talk us out of it and beat us up. Because intuition is outside of normal logic. Logic is facts that we know of in the present moment, and we normally have a bad perspective about them. Let's learn to use our intuition. The first thought you feel about something, revel in it, accept it, allow it, write it down, worship it, put your attention on it. You're going to get more of it. The law of attraction says you get more of it. Normally what happens is our first thing, intuition, we get excited and then we let reality talk us out of it. Oh, that's not going to happen. It's never happened to me before. I'm too afraid to do that. That's outside my comfort zone. It never works. We let logic take over. This year, this moment, go with your intuition. Do something outside of your comfort zone. Do not let logic dictate that your intuition should not be followed. It's not going to lead you astray. It's connected to source. Be brave and be authentic and stay with it one step at a time. I'm not asking you to jump off a cliff. Your intuition is going to tell you one step, and then the next step, and then the next step. We were born knowing these natural laws of the universe. We have forgotten them. And the majority of us remember them. There's glimmers, there's glimpses, there's magic that happens. And then we let logic talk us out of it, right? We run into something, somebody that we were just thinking about, and we go, oh, it's just a coincidence. Yes, it is just a coincidence, right? It's a coordination of incidences by the universe. We have no idea what the universe is doing behind our backs, all right? Around us, everything that's being set up for us. But if we don't stay in the present moment, and if we don't recognize those coincidences, and if we don't honor them and honor the intuition that happens when those things happen, we are outside of the flow of the magic. What better time than right now, when we have a clean slate, a blank slate? It's a beautiful white wonderland. And everything that's negative is covered up. And we can decide right now that we're going to choose a better feeling thought. We're going to choose love and gratitude and joy. We are going to choose to help somebody and not be in fear. We're going to be in faith. Absolutely everything that happens, we're going to be in faith. We're going to be in faith that everything's going to turn out okay. We can't be in two vibrations at one time. That's our law of vibration. That's a law of attraction. If you're in fear, you're going to get more fear. If you're in faith, you're going to get more faith. You know, and we can't be in both at one time. And we can only be in either emotion in the present moment, in the now. And you get to choose. How many present moments during the day are you going to decide to live in faith? You know, fear is based on ignorance. We don't know. And so we worry and we doubt and we have fear. And then we're in a bad vibration and we're uncomfortable and we're vibrating in a bad thing. And we're stressed. That's where stress and anxiety comes from. It comes from ignorance and it comes from fear. And then we have stress and anxiety, and that makes us into dis-ease, and that makes us sick, and that makes us sad, and that makes us not be where we want to be. But when we have the knowledge of these amazing natural laws of the universe, and we know them, and we study them, and we can bring them to mind, you know, write them down, listen to this again, make notes. When we can do that, then we have faith, right? We have faith because we know that this works. Inherently, we know this works, and our past experiences allowed us to know this works. And when we have faith, we are in a much better vibration, and we want to express it. You want to take action. This is when you want to take inspired action, is when you're in faith. And we can get there. It's one moment at a time. It's one breath at a time. It's one decision at a time. And it will get us to the next decision and the next decision. Don't get overwhelmed. One moment at a time. And God is going to show you. Source is going to show you. Your higher self is going to show you your next step. And you're going to appreciate it. And you're going to know its intuition. And you're going to thank Source. And you're going to act on that inspired action. And you're going to feel it. We know when we're aligned with Source. We know when we're attached. And that is what we're looking for our entire lives. From the moment we're born, we're looking for that connection. And it's right here. It's right here. It's right now. You know, I grew up and there's a picture of Jesus, right, knocking at that door. You know, Source, Jesus, God is knocking. All we have to do is open the door and allow it in. You know, some of the metaphors I grew up with, I'm starting to understand. And I don't know if they're metaphors, some of the stories, some of the amazing, you know, parables that I grew up with, I'm starting to understand and connect to my higher self and a huge, 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 loving, divine source that is around us, but is in us, is us. You know, we are not a drop in the ocean. We are the ocean in a drop. I am so glad I got to talk to you today. I woke up this morning and I just said, this is a new life. This is a new day. This is a new year. This is a new moment. We're going to step up. We're going to step in to what we came here to do. We're going to have courage. We're going to have a tribe, and we're going to be connected and aligned. And that's what's going to get us to the next level. So I want to thank you for being here today. And I want to thank you for showing up in your life, showing up in your families and your community's lives. You know, what will happen when you show up bigger? What will happen when you start utilizing these natural laws of the universe? I'll tell you, your life explodes to a much higher level, and so does your families, and so does your communities. You know, they're waiting for you to show up big. And that is what that I hope and pray that we all do. And I want to invite you to my Facebook page, Your Success Formula, because we do show up there. And I also want you to know that we're having another 5-day training in a few weeks. And so much good information, right? And this is how you take your life to the next level, is that you have a tribe and you have information and you have a support system. And that is how you show up big. So please join me there on Facebook, Your Success Formula, my Facebook page, lawyerofattraction.com. My book is on Amazon, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. Love to have you download it on Kindle. And I just want to know, I'm always so proud and humbled that you are with me on this journey. And as Ram Dass always says, we are just walking each other home. So hold my hand and let's get going, because we're walking into our higher selves. We have the natural laws. We have the connection. We have each other. So until next time, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.